It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh boy. Finally here, man. Finally gonna be here. We've been talking about the Canes and Gators this coming Saturday in the swamp. And we'll find out. We will find out. We've talked so much about this team. Matter of fact, Mario Cristobal is going to join us coming up here in about 20 minutes from now. We'll talk to the Canes head coach. He gets ready to take his team. 90,000. It's going to be a loud 90,000. And they've talked about how good the Gators are, and we're a lot better than everybody thinks. We just have a really tough schedule. The Canes are going, this is the best team we've had in a long, long time. And so we're going to find out, man. We are going to find out this week. It's finally here. No more spring football and no more camp. It's the week of, and of course, preseason is over for the Miami Dolphins and the NFL. Cut down tomorrow by 4 p.m. And we already got the big one. Mike White released. I was surprised, yes. I always love when I get that call. Were you surprised? Yeah, I thought he'd keep all three. I thought Skyler was going to be the backup by the what he's done. And again, I know Mike White fans are going to say, well, he didn't get the same chance. Yeah, he did. He got some chances, plus the stuff that we don't see and everything else. But if you believe in competition in preseason, Skyler Thompson's third game up there at Tampa Bay, he was really, really good. Really good. Best he's been. 19 to 27, 190 yards, 2 touchdowns. And, of course, here's one that only I'm going to remember. He had a drop ball that was going to be a first down to keep a drive going at the end of that game. And it was Jody Fortson who dropped it, the tight end, and he got released. So Anthony Schwartz, the speed, got off to a nice start in the game, had a couple catches, and then on the second one gets injured. He's on IR. And I think it's a knee injury, so he gets put on IR with everything. We'll get into who looked good and who didn't look good as we try to figure out what this 53-man's going to look like. I think there's going to be some work done on the outside. They're going to bring some guys in. They're going to look for more depth. I think they're going to look for more depth on the D-line. I think they're going to look for a little bit more on the offensive line. And then we're going to find out... All these guys that have been injured that haven't played, are you that injured? Are we going to find out you need another month? Are we going to find out you're close to ready to go? And so we got some guys like that, Aaron Brewer and Benito Jones and Cam Smith and a few other guys in that group. And, boy, I'm coming around on all of you with the Odell Beckham that he's not ready. I was wrong. I thought and believe that, you know, coach started a couple weeks ago. I'm not throwing it on Mike, but he's like, yeah, he's getting closer. And we expect, you know, he's doing all this work and he's doing everything he can. But, man, when I don't see a guy play at all or practice in camp, because camp's over. We got this bye week and, you know, this week is cut down and a few days to put your practice squad together and get some practice in and start looking at what you have and you can start looking and totally focused on your best players playing against Jacksonville. I don't see Odell Beckham Jr. in there. This is the first time I'm saying it, but I would be shocked. I see him standing around a lot. I see people screaming because he's a popular guy. I don't see him playing. Just don't. Don't see it. So, yeah, they're a little concerned, a little injury concern with this team and whether and some guys that had a chance to play because the Tampa Bay Bucks played their starters. And we had some guys get dominated a little bit. And the thing that worries me about that is was talking to a coach, and he says, listen, they know they're playing against starters. We've told them all for guys that are going to be key backups or young guys. But listen, those guys you're going to play against, if we play in 2 weeks, you're going to be playing against starters. It's no longer we want to see how you play against guys that are just like you that are backups or third string guys at the bottom of a roster. Now you've been here for a while. We want to see how you play against somebody's number ones or key backups. And a lot of guys didn't play well in that game. A lot of guys, especially on the line of scrimmage, did not play well. So for that reason, I wonder if the coaching staff doesn't go in and go, hey, if we can, you know, upgrade something, somebody's got something a little better than we have, and maybe it's a Chris Greer, a little mini trade in there or something to add some depth to this team. And then the other part is, when are some guys coming back? You know, so there's some work. Obviously, that means trainers and doctors meeting with coaches and all of that stuff. So we have that. And by the way, man, we got a lot of football stuff to get to. What a kickoff game for college football. Florida State and Georgia Tech had to go to friggin' Ireland, but what a game. I mean, that thing was right down to the last drive. Georgia Tech looked stupid for a second, right? What was that? Motion snap, and your quarterback and this bad snap, and you're in shotgun. I didn't get that. I didn't get any of that stuff. Anyway, they get lucky. They get a lot of those yards back, and they kick a winning 44-yard field goal in that game. But that was a nutty play, and I'm thinking, my God, Florida State gets a stop. All of a sudden, that's a 50-something yard field goal. I don't know what he ended up gaining on that little quick pass to the running back on the outside, but he picked up, looked like, what, 10 or 12 yards? There's a good chance Georgia Tech, you know, I mean, they're going to try the last second field goal with no time, but probably not going to make it. I don't know if he can kick it from 55, 56 yards, but just a wild finish. And Georgia Tech with the upset to start. Hey, how's that for college football? We'll just give you an upset right off the bat. FSU goes down to Georgia Tech 24-21. And the surprise of that game for me, Georgia Tech, they were supposed to have one of the best defensive lines, Florida State, and they got pounded by Georgia Tech's offensive line. Which, by the way, it's not just going to be – Georgia Tech's going to pound some people now with that offensive line that they had. And the quarterback's a good player, but he didn't have to throw for 300 yards. They ran it for 190 yards in the game. But what a game. What a great game to start. By the way, the field goal is just inside the goalpost there. So it was what a wild game that was. And then high school football, a lot of games. Some of them were on national TV. I watched St. Thomas Aquinas. And by the way, there's kind of a theme to a lot of our teams. We're right there, had a chance to beat some of these nationally ranked teams and came up short. And it was everybody. And there's going to be a lot of teams here in South Florida that get up. And the good news and bad news is we had a chance to beat them. And the bad news is we didn't. We didn't beat them. And so had some leads. St. Thomas had a nice lead against Gorman. I was number one in the country. Had most of their team back. Had a 11-point lead and just lost it in the second half. Just pick six there at the end of the game, or I don't know, the pick six get called back. Maybe it got called back. But it was just a rough one. And Western was in the game. Chaminade was in the game. Miami Central, who played Dade, they played this really good Lakeland team. They had chances to win, and they scored just one touchdown. So they lose their game 6-8. It was a rough one for us. The only thing good, by the way, was Teddy Bridgewater. Teddy B and his Northwestern team looked really good. My God, did they put it on Coconut Creek. Wow. They lit it up, man. They looked really, really good. So Teddy's team in these first couple of games has looked really, really good. So Teddy and that group, which everybody thought, well, they'd have a good team, but I don't know. You know, I'm not putting them with all the big guys. And again, all these teams played really good teams from other states, but just not enough. Chaminade came up a touchdown short as well. So that's how it ended, man. Just not – Western had their chances. Some of these teams had a lead at half and just couldn't pull it out in the second half. So anyway, not the kind of start. We got a little spoiled last year. But some of these guys said, hey, we want in on that Broward show. We're ready to come there. And Gorman looked like a damn good team there in the second half. My God, throwing it deep and – big offensive line, and matter of fact, the one guy that committed to the University of Miami didn't even play in the game. So, anyway, that was the thing. We've got a lot of stuff, man. High school, college, and professional that we'll be getting to, and including the news yesterday. Mike White released. I don't know. I know everybody is wondering. We still have to have a third quarterback. So, is Mike coming back? What's out there? I heard that a lot yesterday. Hey, Joe, what's out there? I say, listen, man, there's a shortage of quarterbacks. I don't know. Are you trying to develop a guy? Is a third guy that you're going to develop? Is that what you're looking for? I don't know. I don't know what's out there. I don't know what's going to be released. I don't know if you're looking to pick somebody off from another team that you think might have a guy that's an upgrade. I don't know what it could be. Is New England's going to have to probably release one of those guys? Do you feel that group? Eh. How much better that group going to get with you? So, yeah, that's for all you guys out there that say you should draft a quarterback every year. Maybe you're on to something. And then the other part, does Mike White come back? I didn't think Mike had a great camp. I like Mike White. He's a good guy. Everything just – and some will say, well, he didn't get a chance. The guys he played with, I get it, man. I get that he wasn't in the best situations all the time, but just – and I know that receiving core is banged up, different guys to throw to every day, but I got no problem telling you Skylar Thompson should be the backup quarterback. He should. That's – way he played. He was great. He was great in that game. Made some good throws. He did. He looked good. Rolling outside the pocket and throwing and keeping plays alive. His awareness in the pocket and get throwing the ball to his tight ends. His tight ends really did a good job. By the way, speaking of that, there's some nice shows of a guy that we haven't talked much about at that tight end position that really – really played well. This Rucci, Hayden Rucci, played great, tight end, caught the ball well, kept some drives alive. So that was good. A lot of cuts, though. A lot of cuts between now and tomorrow, 4 o'clock, when you got to be down to 53. And you can do that a lot of different ways through IR, and you can do it through, put guys on a list, pick guys up, and different things going to happen to get to that final number, and are you going to bring anybody off the PUP list and all those other things that can take place. Anyway, hey, we got to go to break. We got something pretty serious, and can't wait to see it. That is this game coming up on Saturday at 3:30 on national TV, as when we come back, we're going to have Mario Cristobal join us. We'll talk to him about his team. Things been pretty quiet down there, man. It's closed door, all business. We'll talk to Coach next. But first, want to tell you about Atlantic Men's Clinic, ED and low T, man. I don't know about you, but I got the word is out, man. A lot of people trying to find out or busting my chops. Either way, I said, it's okay, man. Usually if you're busting my chops, you might have a little problem of your own, but that's okay. But ED and low T will hit you sooner or later. And I'm in my 60s. It's hit all my buddies. I'm not saying their names. This is not about them. It's about you. And if you're having a problem with low T and ED, constantly tired, no energy at all, can't figure it out what happened, your sex drive is gone, you become just good friends with your girlfriend or your wife. Hey, man, Atlantic Men's Clinic can take care of it no matter what age. Starts in your 40s, 50s, 60s. Whatever it is for you that's got you feeling dragging and moody and everything else, you've been called a grumpy old man. If you've been called a grumpy old man, you need to go to Atlantic Men's Clinic. Hey, listen, my results were so good. I have full-blown ED and low T, just for the record. And I want to let you know the program that they put me on has had fantastic results, and I know you will too. Schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic today. They'll do it all for you. Meet with their professionals. They'll get you some testing done and everything else. They have 6 locations in South Florida to serve you. Call them today. I'm telling you, this is the most important one, 877-455-7300. If you're going through it, nobody you can talk to, talk to Atlantic Men's Clinic. They've heard it all. 877-455-7300 or visit AtlanticMen'sClinic.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP,
you deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors. One of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
Wow, we've been talking about this, man, since spring, and it's finally here. The week of the opener on the road for the University of Miami, going up to the Swamp to play the Gators, nationally televised, one of the big games of the first full week of action in college football. Mario Cristobal, head coach for the Miami Hurricanes, joins us. Coach, good morning. How you doing?
Joe, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Man, are you kidding? I mean, I started, as soon as that Florida State-Georgia Tech game was played, I was like, wow, it is on. And speaking of that, I'm just curious, as you're going to play both those teams, what were your thoughts, and did you get a chance to watch the game at all?
Very little. Our entire focus has been on getting our team ready and our opponents. So in terms of, like, future opponents, there'll be time for that, but at the end of the day, you take lessons and what you watch on TV, if you have a chance to watch other teams play. And all over the country, you know, I think the 4 or 5 games that were played, some great lessons, some great teaching points, and all focus on the University of Florida.
So, Coach, we've talked for months now about, hey, finding out an open competition. We'll find out who's going to play where and who the key rotation players will play and everything else. So I'm guessing game plan and depth chart all in at this point. And how long have you been working and focusing on the Gators?
Yeah, well, we've been focusing on our opponents since, man, I mean, we always implemented something in the spring, in the summer. And then for us is finding out the players that really are the ones that could give us the best chance to win. So we've experimented a lot from spring all the way through the summer in camp. And we feel pretty settled on the guys that are going to play in terms of who's actually going to start. Well, we let that play out during the week at some positions. But for the most part, Joe, we have a really good idea of who's going to be playing.
Yeah, so the biggest thing for you're telling your team to focus on as you get ready to go to the Swamp. It's no secret. You've been up there. 90,000 plus. It's going to be stuffed. It's going to be loud for your guys. What do you tell them to focus on as you hit them with the big message before this game?
Well, I think it's, you know, especially being a Monday, you focus on winning Monday. You know, and then you focus on winning Tuesday. You focus on winning out here on Green Tree Practice Field to give yourself the best chance to be successful on Saturday. It really is that simple. I don't think you play on the emotional part of it. You already know that's going to be sky high, right? The intensity, the juice, the passion is going to be off the charts. You make sure that you're winning every part of every day as it relates to the processes of winning football games. So that's what our focus is on.
Cam Ward, he's played in some big games, but this thing to kick it off here in the Southeast, where you've been on that West Coast, but for Cam Ward, how do you feel he's come along with this offense and getting comfortable with who he's going to be playing with?
I feel good about him and all the guys that either got here in January or got here in the summer. They played a lot of football before their arrival, and luckily for us, and part of the recruiting process too is finding guys that have been in similar systems and that can relate to terminology, philosophy, all that kind of stuff. And he made the transition rather seamless, and he's excelled, you know. And certainly he's been prepping at a high level and pushing himself and his teammates, so we're certainly excited to watch him play.
We have talked, and by the way, everybody in the country's talked about your last two recruiting classes and just how good they've been, two of the best in the history of Canes football. You expect some of those guys to be on the field to play an offense and defense here, even though it's a first week. And I know none of them have seen anything like the Swamp.
Yeah, no, we do. You know, obviously it's our two classes. Our first class will now be true sophomores, so most of those guys will be playing. Our second class, they got here in January or the summer, so they'll be true freshmen, you know. And you know how it is with true freshmen, the guys that are ready to go, we're going to play them just like we did last year. And the guys that need some time, we're going to give them that time, but certainly we're not in wait and see mode for those guys. Every day is pushing to their max to get them ready, right? It's a long season, and at some point in time, they're going to have to be able to help us. But there's no discrimination here as it relates to playing time, no matter where you're from, what year you are, don't matter. You know, if you can get it done, you got to help us win, you're going to play.
Coach, besides the guys that have come back that were really, really good a year ago, how much you lean on that transfer portal, and especially the key guys or the big name guys like Martinez and some of the other guys and Cam Ward?
Well, I mean, I guess the best way to put it is every program has a different starting point. And for us, we had to have a very talented, a very seasoned, hardworking, high care factor portal class, because that's where the hole in the roster was upon arrival, right? The upper tier of it, the upperclassmen. We have some really good players, but we had a lot of holes to fill, and then we layered that with some really talented freshmen, almost like sandwiched them all in there. So it makes sense. Now, it's a nice combination. You have guys that have been in the program for a bit. They have experience. Their veterans are ready to play. We brought in some portal veterans that are capable of playing right away or impacting and starting. And then you have some uber-talented freshmen that can also do it. So you rely on whatever you have to make the roster work. And for us, the portal this past cycle had to be a big factor.
You know, everybody's been talking about this game, including all the national guys, who have been saying, well, the secondary's the biggest thing that the Canes are concerned with, and how they'll hold up as far as communication goes so they don't have mental breakdowns, and also coverages and everything else from your safety to your starting corners and your nickelback. How do you feel about that group, not only starters but key rotation players?
Well, I hope they keep writing that kind of stuff and get our guys juiced up. You know, these guys really thrive on proving themselves and proving our team, and they've done a great job. And we have tremendous confidence in them, not because we just kind of throw it out there, but because they've done well, they've performed well. Some have waited their time and some got here, and they're good football players and they're playing well. So hopefully they'll keep, you know, putting that kind of stuff out there and get them a little bit more pissed off and ready to play.
So I got to ask you about Mark Fletcher, because I get asked about him all the time. Coach, has he been all the way back? Has he practiced with you, or what's his status right now?
All the way back and ready to play.
Okay, great. Have you ever had two 230-pound backs?
wish I had four. But, you know, we have some other guys that are – it's kind of neat because it's – you know, like having different pitchers, right? Your fastball, curveball, slider, knuckleball. Yeah. We got different guys that can do different things, but what they all do really well, they all protect really well, you know? And you got to be able to protect the quarterback if you're on the field, and they all catch the ball well, they run hard, they get downhill, but they could also bounce up and get it outside. They can go through you, around you. They've kept it really competitive. They're improving on a daily basis. They know they got a ways to go, but we feel that our backs are getting better and better and are going to be a strong part of our program.
As you get closer to this game, I mean, I could tell everybody's kind of jacked up. The NFL's got a week off, and there you guys are in one of the primetime games to kick off this Saturday. Your team must start to feel, can you feel like they realize that all this practice and all these scrimmages and the jump they're going to make to this huge game, that it's a big game to start the season?
They do. They've known. They've known since that game's been on the schedule. Everybody has, right? Our alumni, their alumni. I mean, everybody across the country. So, again, while all that, the noise, the juice, the hype is going on around us, the most important thing for us is, man, the work, right? Is making sure every single day that we're focused on winning that particular day so we can get better and go get it done.
Coach, do you see got more guys in a rotation to start the season, especially early? It is a long season. It's not like about five or six games that you do want to try to play a lot of guys and keep guys fresh for this game.
Yeah, if they're capable, you know, the thing we want to keep around here is playing time being something that is earned as opposed to just given away. And we do feel that the guys have proven themselves and that are capable of playing, contributing to winning football. So you're going to see a significant amount of guys playing at a couple positions, and others, you know, maybe a little bit more just locked in. So, but overall, I think you'll see a fair amount of players playing, and from all classes, not just the older guys, but you'll see freshmen and sophomores. You'll see a lot of Miami Hurricanes playing.
Coach, what have you learned maybe from last year that you bring into this year? Is there any things as you keep learning as a head coach, and I know you've been doing this for a while now, but are there things you learn, especially being with the Canes?
Absolutely, Joe. Every single year you do, man. You know, you look in the mirror and you look at your own faults. You look at the ways you can make your team better, and you attack it. You know, it's luckily for me, I was raised by some badass parents that have no plan, you know, and they're always like, hey, man, own up, man up. Don't focus on anything except going forward. And, you know, remind yourself why you came to Miami. You came to Miami to end 15, 20 years of, you know, what, anyways, to get Miami to what Miami needs to be doing. And by working, by just shutting up, going to work, doing right by people and helping people get better and impact others. And that's it, man. It's that simple.
Mario, it's been a quiet couple of weeks, which tells me there hasn't been much coming out of your camp. It's been total focus and not a guy doing this or a guy doing that, or this guy's making a great catch, or this guy had a great practice. Is that something you want to get away from and turn this more into a team thing?
Absolutely. I mean, when you go on the road playing in big games in tough environments, your processes have to continue to get more and more airtight. Right? Because you can't let anything externally impact or affect the way you prepare and play. So it's been the mindset and the process for us, and it's been a great 2 weeks. We're certainly looking forward to an awesome practice today.
You were in so many close games, both wins and losses, last year. Can you learn from that, or is that more about experience of players and like, all right, hey, we can come back, and we're down three, or we're up seven. Let's make it double digit here in the fourth quarter. Can you learn from last year?
Absolutely, man. I mean, there's opportunities all over the place, both had and lost, right? And from myself to our staff to our players, everybody. I mean, take it and own it, and think about it. For us, it's always been kind of the vision, right? Year one was going to be extremely difficult because of you know, the need for roster enhancement and coaching stability. And then year two, okay, there's going to be progress. And, man, it's a battle every game in the fourth quarter, and it's a toss-up. And now, you know what, let's take another step, right? That's what football has always been about, development, hard-ass work, and finding a way to get things done. And, you know, you find those nuggets everywhere, from third down in red zone to, you know, decisions on whatever we got to do with the ball, when we got to do it, who to put in, who to take out. We've done it and been through it all.
You have always talked about line of scrimmage. You're one of the first guys when I think about it, Marlon. I've known you for a long, long time. You've talked about it's hard to win unless you can control the line of scrimmage defensively and on an offensive line, which has been really good coming off how good they were a year ago. You got to feel pretty damn good about both sides of the football and the depth you have right now. And I know they got to play. We haven't seen it. But when you know what it's supposed to look like.
Well, you know what, Joe? Honestly, I'm beyond excited to watch the trenches up front, because it's going to be a muddy, bloody battle. Call it what it is. They are enormous up front. You know, they are, you know, a typical offense and defensive line for their program and for their conference. They're massive, and they got power and they got speed on the edge. And we feel that we have power and size and speed on the edge and inside. So it's one of those things that, you know, you build up to, you work at, you recruit, you develop. Mm-hmm. And then, man, you go prepare those guys. You let them play out. It should be absolutely awesome to watch.
Yeah. Well, see, there you go. Getting this thing all juiced up for me, man, for this Saturday. It's going to be great at 3:30. Mario, I really appreciate you coming on just to get this thing rolling here this season. And I know everybody's looking forward to seeing. We've talked so much about the talent and the players and starting with Cam Ward and such a special player to see how he does in the big show. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Thank you.
Appreciate you, Joe. Have a good one. Go Canes.
All right. Mario Cristobal, head coach for the Miami Hurricanes, joining us to talk a little bit about the team. Anyway, we've got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning. Yeah, by the way, some great games coming up for the first full week of football. What? Just really, really good stuff. We'll get into some of that when we come back. But first, I do want to take a moment to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers this morning. Well, and I'll tell you this, man, when it comes to Suburbans and Tahoes, the big guy, especially if you are going up to Gainesville, need that space for you and your family and everything you need to have a good time up there at the game, Suburbans and Tahoes to be just perfect for you. Even the Traverse, the midsize SUV special. Trailblazer, the Equinox, and the Blazer, so much style and substance, even in our smaller SUVs. Right over to Silverado Trucks. Boy, I'll tell you what, Silverado knows how to make a truck that's absolutely perfect for your lifestyle and the way you work and the way your family needs to get around. We make them all for you, whether it's a full-time working truck, 5, 6, 7 days a week, to a Silverado truck that needs to get the family around. We got them all, new and used with low mileage, ready for you. I got to tell you, man, a lot of good news with convenient locations all over South Florida for you. Qualified buyers get 1.9% APR on all 2024 Silverado 1500s, the Blazer EV, the Equinox, the Trailblazer, the Blazer, and the Colorado models. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
All right, time for weather, brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law from youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. 83 degrees, partly cloudy. No rain on the forecast, but it does look like we are under a heat advisory here again today, Joe.
Damn, Woody, I about fell out yesterday. Getting competitive. I play against a guy that's a little bit younger than I am, but he's just – you ever been a guy that even if they don't do a lot there – I mean, I don't know how much he does. But he always seems in shape. So, and he knows that I'm in, like, midway through that second set, that I'm starting to get a little lightheaded. And I'm throwing down water, and I got electrolytes, and I'm trying everything, man. But I can tell I'm spent. And it's not a good place because, you know, you don't want to go down at this age. You know, it's just not good to go down to any age when you're, you know, about ready to fall out. But, man, it was hot yesterday. Good God, was it. And I played early. I played 8 o'clock in the morning. That didn't even help. Hey, so we got a lot to get to here on a Monday morning. We got some great games. I tell you what. I'm trying to, you know, we got the week off for the NFL. Has a weekend off. The bye week, the pre-start bye week before you jump into the schedules. And then the Dolphins, of course, have two games in 4 days. Have a Sunday game and then Thursday game. Both at home, by the way, with Jacksonville and Buffalo. Two good teams to start the season. No question about it. But I got to tell you, this weekend, I mean, just as a junkie, we got Clemson and Georgia going to kick things off. Canes and Gators, Notre Dame and Texas A&M, and how about this little Sunday teaser? USC and LSU. Of course, LSU lost a lot of players. Well, how about USC and LSU both lost their quarterbacks because they're the 1 and 2 picks in the NFL draft. So we've got all that stuff going on. And that was a rough one, man. Rough. We've been bragging about all our great high school football, and we came up short with all the big guys. All the big guys have a loss to start the season. Now, it doesn't take away from a state championship, but the perfect season and a chance to be up there at the top and maybe be a national champion is out the window. Central loses to Lakeland. Chaminade loses to St. John's Bosco. St. Thomas had a double-digit lead at the half, but lose to Gorman. And Western was looking good. They lose to Hoover. American Heritage Plantation loses to Milton, Georgia. So not good. And Cardinal Gibbons got beat up pretty good by another team here in the state. So rough one. Rough one for the good news is nobody got really pounded, but you want to win those. We get a little spoiled around here but seeing all our top teams lose with the big test and tough matchups, we'll see what happens. The great story is Teddy Bridgewater, man, and Northwestern High School off to a great start. Coconut Creek's got a pretty damn good team. I'm not saying they're a top five team or anything in South Florida, but a really good team, really improved team from last year too. But they beat the crap out of them, man. So Teddy's off to a great start right out of the NFL and the head coach now at Northwestern High School for him. We got a lot of stuff going on. You know about 53-man cut down. Mike White released. I don't know. I don't know if Mike's coming back. I don't. You know. I'm not sure. I know we can't play with two quarterbacks. I am sure that there's no way that we've done this before and it hasn't worked out. And we've been in recent years where we had to play with Skylar Thompson as a third quarterback. And I know they don't want to go through that again. And obviously, you hope Tua can stay healthy, but history has, and he did it last year, but you don't want to, you got to get somebody else ready to go. So it'll be an interesting, that's going to be, I said, it's not just going to be about the 53-man cutdown. It's going to be about moves that are going to be made. I'm not going to be surprised at all if they don't add two or three guys from other teams that have been released or a little, I call them mini trades that take place for maybe a 7th-round pick or a 6th-round pick if you really like somebody. Not going to be surprised at all if they think that can upgrade the line of scrimmage. On both sides, by the way, both defensive and the offensive line. And I got to tell you the other one, besides now with two quarterbacks, but they do need a third quarterback, is this wide receiver position. I did not expect to see so many injuries at wide receiver. We were up there. Ezekama is in a walking boot. That's not looking good. The other one, Odell Beckham Jr. Listen, man, all this stuff with these writers that predicted this here in the last couple weeks, I give them credit. I think you're right. I can't imagine all of a sudden he's coming back. And the other question I've been asked, did the team know that he was going to miss and not be ready for mini camps and OTAs? And I'm guessing they did. But I'm guessing they're probably a little surprised he's not ready to go for the season. That's just my take. They're probably a little surprised that Odell's not back. And
who does that fall on then? Right, I mean that's whatever he tells them is one thing, but that's their job.
No, their job is medically and
that
right,
that's,
right.
That's their issue.
And talk to the doctors that did whatever he had done, whatever they called it, a small procedure. And you're like, all right, small procedure. How long does a small procedure take? So, then somebody said, well, you know, we'll see. We get 12 or 13 games out of him, and I'm like, okay, you know, but. all of a sudden, you know, and I thought as a comic, well, he might be third guy if this is true. And now it looks like probably more tight end play, more two tight end play. Looks like maybe more from your running backs, those guys playing together, all the speed to get those guys on, because some of those guys, listen, this Jalen Wright is, he looks really good. I mean, every time, whether it's catching a ball or running, you know, taking a handoff, he has been really, really good and had another good game quietly the other night, along with a handful of other young guys. But they use the tight end a lot. I saw that. Usually when you see the tight end being used a lot in practice or in preseason, you kind of figure that could be a bigger part of the offense once the season starts compared to what they did at that position last year. So I'm curious to see what's going to happen, because if you're really looking at what they have healthy, and listen, they got their 1-2. I'm guessing they're both going to be ready to go when the season starts here against Jacksonville the week after next, that Waddle and Tyreek will be ready to go. But outside of that, Braxton Berrios, Washington, Malik Washington, and then I don't know, man. Everybody else been hurt. You know, I thought Anthony Schwartz had a chance because of his speed and the way they could use him. And coach has been so great with guys who can run. He's out. He's hurt. And then he has some other guys get hurt. Hell, Braylon Sanders played a little bit last year. He didn't play in this game. I'm like, wow. So all of a sudden, hell, you're as banged up at wide receiver as any position sitting there today trying, well, what do we have? And are they just good for a few plays? Are they get hurt again and all those things? So there is there's a little work to be done on what you're going to do with some of these guys. And the eight moves you have, I believe it's eight with the injured reserve that you have from the start to the finish of the season. You want to make sure if a guy starts on IR, you know, he's going to be able to come back and help you at some point, hopefully. And you'll be able to use those moves, especially late in the year when you need them. But kind of disappointing, man. Kind of disappointing when I thought of all the positions that might be banged up, that wide receiver was going to be one of them. Hey, tight end position looks great. Running back position looks really good. I love our batch of safeties. I think you're okay at cornerback position. You've got a lot of guys that are pass rushing, although I got to tell you, I think we've had a little wake-up call on the young pass rushers need some work. They're not exactly the two guys that have been injured, Chubb and Phillips. They have nothing in common with those guys. They got a lot to learn, is what I'm saying. So this thing will putting it together and trying to figure out to be healthy enough to get off to a great start at home with these first two games at Hard Rock Stadium will be a big one. Boy, we've got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning as talk a little bit and get your take on Woody. What do you think about the quarterback position? Where are you going to find a third guy, or do you bring Mike back? I don't know. Bring Mike White back will be an interesting. Keep saying interesting because I don't friggin' know.
Yeah, I was very surprised to see that news come out here, man. But yeah, it's not.
I thought Mike would be the third guy.
Obviously, right? Yeah. It's not an ideal situation. There's a lot of things on this team right now that you brought up, all these injuries and stuff, and I don't know what happened, man, through camp, but there's a lot of guys banged up, it feels like. I know we ended last season with a ton of injuries, but it feels like we're starting the season dealing with a ton of injuries, which is really bizarre.
And that's cutting back on everything.
Camp is not that tough anymore. I don't know what's going on.
And you cut back on camp because, well, the new agreement you have, you know, you can't work as hard, but so they're working within what both sides agree to. But, boy, and it's not just here, man. We're talking to get other teams going through the same thing. You know, everybody's got a different theory on this thing and tries to figure out, just like the coach is trying to figure it out, and, you know, whether we should play guys in preseason games. And then you don't play that much in preseason, and you still got guys, a ton of guys hurt from practice. And even losing a lot of guys in games, my God, it's been a crazy one for sure. Anyway, the other guy is Peely. We got to find he got hurt at first. Who's, you know, we're hoping he was going to be the second nose tackle behind Benito, and now we don't know. He went off like it was a little worse. So all those things are now you call in your medical staff, and how bad is it? And when can they come back? And all these things that when we're talking about putting a damn team together, I'm not sure we thought we'd be talking about injuries so much. But I will tell you, the good news is we got Baptist Health South Florida taking care of it, and those doctors are really good at what they do, man. They're doing everything they can, and boy, they put together one of the top sports medicine programs in the country. Where do the pros go? People ask me. And I go, well, Inter Miami, the Miami Heat, the Florida Panthers, the Miami Dolphins, FIU, FAU, all trust the great doctors of Baptist Health South Florida. Not just the team doctors that work for Baptist Health South Florida, but also the specialists that they have on the team at Baptist Health South Florida for the knee and the shoulder and foot and ankle and hand and back and hip and knee replacement, Achilles doctors. Doctors that are going to get you great results, man, and seen it all for high school, college, and professional athletes. Got the new facility in Pine Island Implantation at Hard Rock, right next to the training facility. And, of course, the original, the oldie but goodie, the original at Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables. Hey, listen, and next time you have an injury, again, they're really good at what they do. Visit BaptistHealth.net/ortho. One goal every day about getting you healthy for team and individual sports and getting you back playing the sports you love the most.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Port Trek pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.